Ross, have I heard on Aaron Sandlands?
Yeah, won't play. Slight setback, won't play this week. So hopefully you see him after the bye.
Chris Bond said on the weekend on radio that he had strained his hamstring. Was that another scan after?
No, that's incorrect. So I'll clip Bondy afterwards. That's factually incorrect. He hasn't got a hamstring strain. So the tendon's been a bit inflamed and stressed, so which has affected strength and movement. And that's why it's been such a unpredictable. So the strength looks like it's getting there. But he ran quite well yesterday. He might be able to make, you know, you've got to get into the 90% strength range. So factually incorrect, no strain. It's been an inflamed tendon.
So you're thinking give him another week off and try and get him?
Not give him. If he was to get the strength indicators and he was available, he would play. But they're saying it's unlikely that 15% is going to come. He might be able to get 10% this week, so he might be just short. But if he was to get it, he would play. But fundamentally, we think he won't get there.
Is that another definition of the Darcy then?
Someone
Darcy will play?
Geez, that's a leap of... that's a big leap from going to Aaron to a debutant play. I'm not sure where that comes from. We're really pleased with John Griffin. He's ruck work and that, so I'm not sure. Sean's really growing in that, but John took some marks around the ground. His ruck work is really competitive, probably on his spread a little bit. But, yeah, I would think he'd continue on. I'm not sure where you're driving that from.
No, I just thought you might be a chance to boo the young fella play pretty well.
Yeah, it's probably a chance, but we're still finishing the review. There was plenty to learn out of the game on the weekend. I think it was a significant game for learnings for the whole group, which we've addressed, that we think Collingwood deserved to win, but we could have stolen it probably. But out of it, we learn a lot, and some pieces we've been missing that we think we'll get on top of and will take us forward for a fair period of time to make us a better team. So,
Nathan Fyfe, is he okay? There's some suggestion
he might
have had a hand injury.
Oh, really? Yeah, nah. There's always noise. There seems to be noise. I know, unless Nathan Mum's ringing up and says he's a bit sore. But I know they're pretty tough down Lake Grace. So, I hear that every time a player's not at his absolute best, and the rumours are he's sore, he's carrying this and that. Nathan plays a physical game. I thought he really gave us a chance to win. The midfield got to work after a slow start, and, you know, I mean, he had a bit of a virus last week and he had a bit of a sore sternum, but he was all okay. He played with no painkillers or anything like that. So Nathan doesn't make excuses, and really there's none to offer. And I thought his performance was solid, you know. I thought their midfield got on top early. We slaughtered the ball coming out of defence. We want to be better with that, but... you know, and some of their stoppage goals were surge stuff, and defensively we didn't get it right behind the ball. So I thought our midfield, you know, in the last quarter really stood up, and after half time. And the frustration is you're seeing us playing some good periods and some really sloppy periods. So we're looking for that consistency, but we've identified some things where we can work together better to help everyone play a bit better, which is when you want to be a really good team. Everyone talks about roles, but everyone's got to execute their role. So I thought our effort was really strong and individually really strong, but we need to be more coordinated and work together. And that's something we've spoken about and addressed. And I spoke about in the press conference after the game, you've got to get your method right. It's no use just 22 desperate individuals rolling around. So I thought Collingwood worked better as a team for longer than us. But in saying that, that's exciting because we're still in the game in a real sense. We're effective when we went forward. And I think if we can bring the method more consistently, like we did probably against Richmond for the majority and Melbourne and the Bulldogs, I think, you know, there's some real upside for us.
Ross, just with the ball use off half-back, it's been a little bit of a sticking issue. I mean, last week it wasn't great against Collingwood. Can you flip that around in a week, or does it need to come, you know, training throughout a month sort of block, or, you know, are you confident you can just turn it around?
Yeah, you can, and we have. I mean, it hadn't been an issue till the last 2 weeks, so... it's a combination of things. Sometimes just fundamental execution, providing the right options, opposition pressure, and holding your nerve and not abdicating your responsibility and passing the problem on. You've got to make some decisions. You've got to stick to the plan. So It's been a non-issue all year, pretty much. It's been, and we actually scored quite well out of off half back. It was just when we were a bit deeper, just some poor decisions and executions put us under enormous pressure.
Ross, the slow starts, do you look at that and potentially changing anything before the game? Is there anything you can do there?
Yeah. Look, it's on the agenda. It's topical, isn't it? And we'd like to start better, and it's really important. We know it's a significant period of the game, so we're putting ourselves under a lot of pressure. But sometimes, you know, let's get out there and rip and tear. It's just you've got to build your game up a bit. And I don't think we've been building it up. It's we just need to be a bit more methodical in the first quarters rather than just helter-skelter. So that's a calm head and that's experience, and I think we can get there, yeah.
Ross, when you went on that winning run sort of a few weeks back, the senior players were really significant for you in those weeks. Do you have to monitor how they're travelling? Like Aaron's now got a bit of a strain and Mundy's looked a bit tired the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's a good point. We do manage them. We manage all our players. But in any team, I think we're the landscape of the AFL, you need your best players to play well. I mean, we're not all equal. That's why we don't give each player 3% of the salary cap. It doesn't work like that. Everyone gets different slices because of their capabilities and expectations to deliver. And that's a lot of the pressure of AFL football, and that's the same as coaching. So, but you've got to work together so everyone can be at their best. And in those other rounds, I thought we were executing together better rather than fighting individual battles. So I expect our collective effort to and our teamsmanship to be stronger like it was in that period you're talking about than it has been in the last 2 weeks. But I thought our baseline effort and tackle pressure and all that, the fans would have walked away thinking we had a red hot go. But, gee, we didn't execute very well, and we allowed Collingwood too much time and space at the time because we didn't work together as well as we would like.
Is there any way you can lighten the load on those guys during games? Is it possible or is it just not possible?
Well, I think we've done that, haven't we? Mundy played forward for a fair bit. We didn't put him on ball until after half time. Lachie Neale went forward. Walters was there. Stephen Hill went to half back. I think we do a lot of that. Sometimes it is what it is. Just go to the converse, the opposite side. I think Treloar, Penderbilly and Adams and Sidebottom are whacking away a fair bit inside, aren't they? They're just playing midfield for Collingwood, and that's just what it is sometimes. But I think with older players like Aaron, there is some wear and tear, but sometimes it just is what it is. You've got to work. League footy is a game of hard work.
You said on Sunday post-game about Ed Langdon and you didn't want to grind him into the ground with that knee. Is he still a chance to play a couple of days on?
No, I would think unlikely. He may be thinking he is, but sometimes you've got to protect them from themselves. The young Tyros are pretty fierce about getting in there. But you know, it's just been niggling away. He's good and then he's not good. And so he seems okay, but he'll try and push. But if he's 100%, we'll judge him. But other than that, we'd like to... I mean, we saw the furor about injections. He certainly hasn't been playing with injections. So, but you like to look after him, whether they're young or old.
You mentioned illness. Did you have a bit of illness from a few players last week? I know you won't use it.
No excuses. There's always bits and pieces floating around, and every league club would have a week or two where you go, well, that's a bit more than we'd like. But we got to the line healthy, so, yeah, there's no excuse.
Could it have affected you in that last quarter, just in those dying moments, you know, when Collingwood were up and about?
No.
Ross, you give us start time for Valentine and Bennett when they might come back?
It's like a never-ending story, isn't it? Groundhog Day. It's Groundhog Day. It's the same. I told you it's the same. Ballas, he'll try and do full training without being flippant about it because it's been frustrating, hasn't he? Got back and you love your best players available. So what's he telling you?
Okay,
oh, okay. You sure, Barrett? What's Harley's mum say? Ballas, on a more serious note, no less accurate note, will He'll train this week and then train fully next week and be available. But unfortunately, I think then Peel has a bye. But we would then make a... Or we have the bye, sorry. So, yeah, he's going to be there. Just timing with games is unfortunate. And Harley's basically on that. He's progressing around 6K yesterday. And he's building. So hopefully that's that 2-3 week period.
Can you... If Langer's not going to play, Ross, can you give us any idea as to who you're looking at to...
Yeah, well, I was really pleased with Peel because of Subiaco, a strong club, and you know they play Fannington footy. So, whereas previously we'd played some clubs that had been challenged for personnel. So, it went to the last kick of the day, and Tommy Sheridan, you know, he'll probably come in. Tommy, he was probably our best, and there were some other solid performances down there, but we thought Tommy was the standout. So, yeah, Tommy should be getting himself ready to play AFL footy.
Just